Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today we are learning Ksubas Daf Gimel, the second Daf of Maseches Ksubas. We left off on Daf Beis Amud Beis. We are at Elameha toward the bottom of the page on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, an honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Mindy and Henry Olinsky, Lizecha Nishmas, Henry's mother, Rachel Leah, Baschaya Mashra Cohen, who survived Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen, lost her family, but rebuilt generations of Shomri Torah mitzvahs from Yerushalayim to Beit Shemesh, from Modi'in to Passaic, Bergen County, and Lakewood. It is also sponsored by Misha Feldman in memory of the 4th yard site of his wife Donna Feldman, which was Sunday on the 4th of Tammuz, for Donna Pesia Bas Shmuel Yaakov Zev, Neshem Shem and Aliyah. Also sponsored anonymously, Liz Chusser for Shlema Frester Basara. Also by Yisrael Moshe and Rabbi Yisrael Moshe and Shana Sif, in honor of their parents and children. Thank you to our parents for giving us such special Torah life. Thank you to our children and grandchildren for Bliyai and Hara bringing so much nachas. Also by Harry and Bridget Schlachter, Lezecher Nishmas, her father, Avram Menachem Ben Elio Meir, whose first yard site was Vav Tammuz this past Tuesday. Is the screen still frozen? I just saw that comment that it's frozen here. The Wi-Fi is not great. I apologize. The Wi-Fi at my bunk is better. But okay. Anyway, so let's get started. So today's daf, we're going to continue the discussion of Yesh Onus Begitin or Ein Onus Begitin, which is the comment that Rava had yesterday, that a Tainus Onus, Rava said that Ein Onus Begitin, a Taina of Onus, does not prevent a Kiyum Atanai from happening. And therefore, if there was a Tanai in the get, even though the Tanai was only fulfilled by Onus, the get is going to be Chal. So the Gemara wanted to know, we know the Rava, where did Rava get that idea from? So we had a couple of suggestions yesterday. Today we're going to pick up with a couple of more suggestions. And then the Gemara is going to flip it. And the Gemara is going to say that maybe Rava really said the exact opposite, that Rava really said, Yesh Onus Begitin. And therefore, all of the Rayas that we brought are really kashas, and all of the kashas that we brought are really rayas, because if Rava says the exact opposite, so every Mishnah that says that we thought one way is now going to be a proof the other way. In the context of that discussion, we're going to talk about the possibility that we're concerned for tsenuos and prutzos, and therefore we change the rules of marriage and divorce for the sake of tsenuos and prutzos, and that is a very great chiddush. The Gemara says, how could you take a woman who's an eishes ish and say that her get is valid, even though midaraisa it's not valid? Aren't you being matir neshesh? So that's where we're going to hit upon the sugya of afki inu rabbanon l'kiddushin minei, the idea that the rabbanon have the right sometimes to uproot a kiddushin. Then the Gemara is going to discuss that the din of getting married only on Wednesday is only because the batei din used to convene on Monday and Thursday. But what if you live Kodem Takanas Ezra, or today you live in a time where the Batei Din are Kavua to meet each and every day, so then do the rules change? When are you and are you not allowed to get married? And then the Gemara and Beis is going to talk about what they did in times of Sakana and in times of Ones, adjustments that they made to the wedding day, to the most ideal day to get married because of Sakana and Ones. And the Gemara is going to work hard to try to define each of those terms, to define the term sakana and to define the term ones. So again, we left off toward the bottom of the page on that Beis on Beis Elameha, so that we're still within the first version of Rava. The first one line is Kame Yavim, about 8 lines, 10 lines before the end of the page. So we're still within the first version of Rava, where Rava had said that Ulinin Gitin ain't okay. Now, when it comes to a get, even though when it comes to getting married at a particular date, and you were supposed to get married at that date, and then an onus happened that prevented you from getting married on that date, we said, okay, so you're not going to have to start supporting your wife if it was an onus that prevented the marriage from happening. But Ulinin Gitin ain't okay. When it comes to a get, I don't care if it was an ones or not. The rule is going to be that even if it's an ones that causes the kiyum matanai of the get is going to be chal. So we want to know, where did Rava get that idea that a linyan gittin ain't okay, that ain't ones Begitin. So says the Gemara Elameha from the following. That there was a fellow that said to the Ede Haget, he said to the Edom on the Get, Ilo Asina, Mikami Atasin Yaman, if I do not return to the city between now and 30 days from now, Lahavegita, then let my Get be Chal. But if I do return within 30 days from now, then my Get should not be Chal. And then he came within 30 days and he saw that there was a ferry, that there was a boat that he had just missed, and he was ready to return, but for whatever reason the boat schedule, the train schedule was running late and he wasn't able to make it all the way. So he was right there, but he didn't make it all the way home. So he was telling the people, Chazud Asai, look, I'm here, I have returned, and therefore the get should not be Chal. Shmuel says, no, you have not returned, you're still on the other side of the river, and therefore the get is going to be Chal, even though it's an onus that caused you not to be able to come. We don't care why you aren't able to come. If you didn't come, the get is going to be Chal. The Tanai is fulfilled, and the get's going to be Chal. So says Gemara, no, that's not a raya to ein onus begitin. The dilma unsa d'shchicha shayni. Maybe an onus that's very common is different. Maybe such an onus, the guy can't say, can't come with a tainas onus, because it's common enough that he should have thought of it. To give the Yibayle lasni of loasni, since he should have made a condition and he should have said explicitly that if I come and I just missed the boat, I just missed the ferry, then let's count that as if I've actually arrived. And he never made such a condition, even though it was a very reasonable thing to be choshish for. So we assume that he cost himself. He's the one that was mafsid himself. So Ela Rava Svara Dinafshei Ka'amar. So says Gemara, rather, Rava must be saying his own Svara. He was saying from his own Svara that Ein Onus Begitin, and the reason it was not based on any Mishnah, was not based on any Brisa. Where did Rava get Ein Onus Begitin from? Mishum Tznuos and Mishum Prutzos, because he had his own concerns about Tznuos and Prutzos. What are those concerns? So the Gemara elaborates. Mishum Tznuos, Diyamad Lelahabiget, if we're going to say that if the Tanai is fulfilled by Onus, then it's not a valid get. Well, Zimnin Deloan is sometimes an onus won't happen. The husband will just decide that he's staying where he is. He went to Medina Siam. He said that if I don't arrive within a year, let this get be Chal. And he was having a good time in Medina Siam. Maybe he met a new woman. Maybe he's successful over there. So he decided he's not coming home. And he figures, I'm not leaving your wife in Aguna. That's why I left the get there, so that we can be divorced. But Savra Da'alu, she's such a tenua that she thinks, no, maybe he really had an onus and he's really trying to come home. And Umiagla Vyasva, so she's going to sit as an aguna unnecessarily, because really the get should have been Chal. So that's why they made a takana that the get's going to be Chal. Because if you say that it's not Chal, she'll convince herself that something that is not a situation of onus really is a situation of onus. Umishum Prutzos, and the other reason Rava made a din of ein onus begitin is because of a concern that relates to Prutzos. The Amad Lola Avigita, because if you're going to say that when the Tanai is fulfilled by Ones, that the get is not valid, Zimnin to Anis, sometimes there will be an Ones, the get will be invalidated and they'll still be married. But for Amran, she's going to say, Lo Ones, nah, he had no Ones, he just decided not to come home, Va'azla Mitzvah, and therefore I'm going to go get remarried. V'nim to get Batal, then it will turn out that the get was really Batal the Mafreya, Ubanah Mamzerim, and all the children that she has from this new marriage are going to be Mamzerim. So the Chamin had to make a Takana that even if there is an Ones that happens, the get's going to be Chal. So the get is Chal under all circumstances, regardless of why he didn't come home, and therefore we don't leave it up to the woman to speculate as to why he didn't come home, regardless of your speculation, as long as bottom line, he didn't show up, the get is going to be Chal, you're going to be divorced. So says the Gemara, really? So you mean to tell me that Ones should have been a taina to prevent the get from being Chal, but Rava was concerned about women's attitudes, and therefore he made it that the get is Chal. umishum tsnuos, umishum prutzos, shirin neshtos shlialma. Do we really have such a thing that on a daraisa level it's not going to be a valid get, but because of tsnuos and because of prutzos, we're going to take a woman who's really an eshes ish and now say that she's mutaris to get remarried, that the get is going to be chal and she can marry whoever she wants? Who gave the rabbanan authority to do something like that? So says Gemara, in the rabbanan have every bit the authority to do that, because called the mekadesh, I died the rabbanan mekadesh. Anyone who does a kiddushin does so al das the rabbanan, that the kiddushin should be chal based on the divrei chachamim and should be batal based on the divrei chachamim. And it's as if the way many of the rishonim understand it, as if you made a tenai in your kiddushin that it's al tenai, that the chachamim are satisfied with this kiddushin. And vafkin rabbel the kiddushin minei. So when a person gives his wife a get, that midoraisa should not have been a valid get, but the chachamim are concerned that it will be maybe l'idei takala, even though they can't be matir l'shuk mikoach the get alone. But when you have the ability of the chachamim in their back pocket to be mafkia the kiddushin, they are mafkia the kiddushin from this couple, and it turns out that they were never married in the first place, and that's why the woman is allowed to get remarried. So this is an interesting idea that Avkin Rabbanan Likidush Minei. You know, Tosas writes Adaita Drabban Mekadesh, that's why we include in the formulation of the Kiddushin that Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Harei Mekadesh Libitabazo, Kedas Moshe Yisrael. That gets built into the Kiddushin. Now, there's a massive literature in the Rishonim and Achronim as to when it is that we're allowed to say Avkin Rabbanan Likidush Minei. Meaning, why do we ever have an Aguna crisis? Why don't we just always say, whenever a guy says, I'm not interested in giving my wife a get, and the Beis Din feels that he should be giving his wife a get, why don't they just say, with the power vested in us as Beis Din, Afkin Rabbana, the Kiddushin Minei, we're going to uproot the Kiddushin. So you have to look through the cases in Shas and see, when do we apply Afkinu, when do we not apply Afkinu? So for example, many of the Rishonim point out that the Rashba and others point out that if you look through all the cases, you'll find Afkinu applies only in two circumstances. Circumstance number one is that at the very moment of the Kiddushin, there was already a problem. Something was being done improperly at the Kiddushin itself. For example, the Gemara discusses Taliyuah v'Kaddish. What if a guy forces a woman to accept Kiddushin? How can he force her to accept Kiddushin? Can't she just run away? No, he ties her up, hangs her on a tree, and says, I'm not letting you down until you accept Kiddushin. So she's like, okay, I accept the Kiddushin, just let me down. So she accepts the Kiddushin forcefully, and therefore she comes down, and then he lets her down from the tree. So the Gemara says, in that case, who asa shlo kogen l'ficha chosni moshlo kogen, he acted improperly, and therefore we act improperly with him by taking away his kiddushin, by being afke inu, rather the kiddushin, by being mafkia the kiddushin from the person and the from this couple. The other situation, the Rashba says, is that the kiddushin was fine, and they were living a perfectly happy life, and everything's going great. But the problem is that but the factor in play is that there's a get. It's an invalid get, but it's some sort of get. So in such circumstances where there's a get and a compelling reason to be mafkia the kiddushin, the rabban will be mafkia the kiddushin under those circumstances as well. And that would be our case, that there is a get, it's just with the tanai, and it's that the tanai was not really fulfilled. So the get should not have been chal, but we're going to make the get chal through the vehicle of afkin rabban the kiddushin minei, which gives you the impression that we're not allowed to just haphazardly apply Afkin Rabban the Kiddushin Minei. In general, that would be a major breakdown of the entire sense of Jewish marriage, where there should be a sense of commitment, a sense where it's not just so easy to walk away from it. That's the entire concept of Ksuba, Shalote Kala Be'in of Lotzia, that we don't want it to be so easy to walk away from a marriage, and a couple should not be living their entire lives thinking that maybe we're married, maybe we're not married, right? It should be that we are absolutely married. So Afkin Rabban the Kiddushin Minei is only employed in the rarest of circumstances and is therefore not a viable option to just use to solve every time you have an aguna problem. We have to use other options, pressure on the husband and things of that nature to solve aguna problems. So anyway, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, granted that there is this concept of Afkin Rabban the Kiddushin Minei, Tenach Kaddish B'Kaspa. That makes sense if you're going to do Kiddush HaKesef. But Kaddish B'Biyah Ma'ika L'Meimar. But what about Kiddush HaBiyah? How are you going to be Mafkiyah, a Kiddush that was done with Biyah? You're going to have to turn the Biyah that the guy did, the Lashem Kiddushin, into a Biyas Nus. And the Gemara realizes that already. And the Gemara is saying it's not Mistaver that the Chamar are just going to take someone's Biyah and turn it into a Biyas Znus. So the Gemara answers, yeah, that's what we do. Shavir Rabbanu L'Bilas. It's important enough that we take his bia and we turn it into a bias nus. The Rishonim are troubled. What the kasha was that since he's mekadish al das lechamim, what difference does it make whether he's mekadish or bekesef, he's mekadish with bia? Either way, the whole kiddushin was al das lechachamim, and the chamim are not interested in this kiddushin. So mainly the bia is a bias nus. It's not like the rabbanon are declaring the bia bias nus. They're just declaring that they're not happy with the marriage, and the mela becomes a bias nus. So the Ritva understands that, which is similar to Rashi, that matahe al biasa, where the Ritva says that even though he says hareni bal meich al menas sheyirtza abba, and the father is not interested, she's not mekudeshes, the father is not choshesh about the bia, but the chamim, how could the chamim not be choshesh about the bia? How could the chamim just say we're not interested, we don't care, and the bia becomes a bias nus? That the rabbanan are realize that already in the question we realize we're turning the bia into a bias nus, but that's dafka what was bothering us. How could you do that? How could you take a bia and turn it into a bias nus? And the Gemara's answer is enachinami, but it's important enough to turn it into a bias nus. But there are many other interpretations in the Rishonim as far as what precisely the Gemara was bothered by. So now comes the second lashon of Rava. Ikeda amri am Rava v'chein le'inim gittin. A second version of Rava is that just as we said when it comes to an ones that prevents the couple from getting married, the husband will not have to support her because an ones is not included in the obligation to support her once the time for marriage comes. So v'chein l'inyan gittin, the same is going to be true when it comes to a get. Tainus ones will help to prevent the kiyum atanai of the get, and therefore the get will not be chal. Apparently Rava holds that there is a tainus onus begitin, which is the exact opposite of what the first version of Rava said. So now everything that we brought as a raya is a kasha, and whatever we brought as a kasha is a raya. So we now ask, based on the Mishnah Gittin Davayin Vav, a person gives a get to his wife and says, this should be a get if I don't come back within 12 months, but if I do come back within 12 months, then the get should not be chal. And he dies within those 12 months, so it turns out that his tanai is fulfilled, that he hasn't returned within 12 months. Eino get, it's still not a valid get. So the Gemara is medayik, mesu de eino get, it's only because he died, and a get can't be valid after he's dead. But hachala, raise a get, but had he gotten ill, which is an ones, then the get would be binding. So even though the tanai was only niskayim al yidei an ones, that he was chala, nevertheless, the tanai is still binding. So says the Gemara, the tanai is still considered to be fulfilled. So says Gemara, so isn't that a raya against Rava who said yesh onus begitin? So the Gemara answers, no, the olam eimelach halanami enu get. Your diuk is incorrect. You tried to say the diuk that it's only mesu enu get hachala reis a get. No, maybe if the person becomes a chala, it's also not a valid get. V'yigufa kamash malan dein get lachar misa. And the reason it gives me a case of mes is to tell me this inyan of ein get lachar misa. So ein get lachar misa hatan. What are you talking about? In Galachar Misa, we already learned in the Reisha. So the Gemara gives the same answer as we said before. Maybe the reason the Tan has to tell us again that in Galachar Misa is the Afuke, the Shita of Rabbi Seinu, who in the Braisa hold that Imlobasi Mikanat Shema Sarchodesh, and he dies within the Shema Sarchodesh, it's not considered a get Leachar Misa because Manu Shel Shtar Mochiach Alav. You just look at the date that's written in the get, and they were therefore matir her to get remarried to somebody else using this get. So kamash malan, that even though the zman of the ksiva is written in the get, it's still considered a get liachar misa, which means it's not a get at all, which means that if there are no children and there's a brother, she cannot just get remarried. She's going to have to face a yibum v'chalitza situation. So ask the Gemara again on Rava Tashma. The Sefer of the Mishnah says that if the wording that he said is that if I don't come back within 12 months, may achshav im lo basim yikan rashim asur chodesh, that I want to get to bichal now, retroactively to right now, if I don't come back within 12 months, umeis betok shem asur chodesh, then he dies within those 12 months, harei ze get, then it is a valid get, because it's not a get lachar misa, the get's being chal from right now, because he used the word may achshav. So my lav wa din l'chala, wouldn't the same be true if he gets sick, that it, no matter what the onus is, whether the onus is his death or the onus is his illness, either way, the get is going to be chal. So you see from there that that an onus is considered a fulfillment of a tanai. So there's no tainus onus that makes it any different. So says Mar lo meis dafka telanichle tipl kameyavam. No, maybe only if he dies, it's a valid get, because that's dafka, the whole point of writing the get. He doesn't want her to have to face a yibum situation. But had it not been a case of death, had it been a case of chola, then maybe we would have said that onus makes all the difference. So says Gemara Tashma. So says Gemara, bring another raya. Ne'ahu darmalu, from this guy that was gave a get to his wife and sent to the Eidei get. Ilo asina mikam nat shoshim yom la'avigita. If I don't return within 30 days, let the get be chal. But if I do return within 30 days, then the get should not be chal. And also b'sof tos yom l'paskim abra, and he came within 30 days, but he missed the boat. Va'amalu chazudasai, and he started screaming, look, I'm here, I'm here. Va'amar Shmuel lo shmei maski. Shmuel says that is not considered that he has arrived. So Shmuel holds that ain tainus onus begitten, that a tainus onus will not prevent a get from being chal, because the fact that he didn't come was an onus over here, was not midaito, and nevertheless the get is still going to be chal. Isn't that against Rava? Because Rava says that a tainus onus yesh onus begitten according to this version of Rava. Says Mar, no, it's a deshchiach shiny. An onus, a shchiach is different. Since he should have foresaw the possibility that the boat would prevent him from arriving on time, and therefore he should have made a tanai, an explicit tanai to that extent, and he did it. He's the one that caused himself a loss. So now the Gemara discusses what we said in the Mishnah, that the Sula gets married on Wednesday. Now that we finished the sugya of onus begitten in one direction, the other, yesh onus, ein onus begitten, yesh onus begitten, now we go back to the core issue that we said that a Sula is supposed to get married on Wednesday. So Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak lo shanu ela mitakanas Ezra ve'elach. The whole idea that a Sula gets married on Wednesday is only after Takanas Ezra, shein bati din kvun el b'sheni b'chamishi, because Ezra made a number of takanos. There are Ezra takanos that Ezra made that are required in the Masechet Baba Kama, Daf Pei Beis or so. So one of them was that Beisin should convene on Monday and Thursday. Aval kodem Takanas Ezra, but didn't fun b'chol yom, ishenisis b'chol yom. But prior to Takanas Ezra, when Bate Din would convene each and every day, so then you weren't so limited in terms of when you can get married. You can get married on each and every day. It's only once Beisin is more limited in terms of when they convene, so then we have to be more limited in terms of when we get married. So the Rishonim struggle. Ezra's takanas normally were to help Klal Yisrael, not to hurt Klal Yisrael, right? So it used to be that you could find a Beis Din each and every day. You'll always have the Beis Din available. So why would Ezra make a takana that Beis Din should only meet on Monday and Thursday? He's being more limited in the takanas Beis Din. So Tosus raises this question. Dibra Maskel Shabbat Din. He says, "Vim Tomer v'chitikin Ezra Shloyuhu Bat Din and Kavun b'chol yom elo bebeis behemel vad." Why would Ezra make a takana to limit the time that Beis Din convenes? The Gemara says in Shabbos that someone who has chusavos should do Hakazas Adam on Mondays and Thursdays, because that's the time of Yeshiva's Beis Din. But that means before Takanas Ezra, no one was doing Hakazas Adam at all. So he says that prior to Takanas Ezra, it's not that Beis Din never convened, nor that Beis Din always convened. It's that Beis Din convened as needed. And Ezra wanted to make a takana that you should know when to expect that Beis Din could be there, that you could be guaranteed that if you show up, that's a day of Kavius Beis Din. And that was on Beis Vehei. V'riti reitz shelo yukavum tchila elo bi'ir achas v'ezra tikin b'chalil bi'ir bevei. Or it could be that Kodim Takana says Reb Eizin was kavua each and every day, but only in a very large city, so you have to schlep to the large city. So Ezra made a takana that maybe we don't have the population to demand that yeshivas based in each and every day in all these cities, but at least in even smaller cities there are 2 days worth of work for Reb Eizin to be done. So at least he made a takana that in the smaller cities, in order to increase the availability of Batei Din, that in the smaller cities the Bezin will convene on Beis Vehei. So anyway, that's what the Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak teaches us, that prior to the time of Takanas Ezra, Bezin would convene each and every day, and therefore you were allowed to get married each and every day. So says Gemara, Kodem Takanas Ezra, May Dahava Hava. Prior to the time of Takanas Ezra, who cares what the halacha is? We're not living prior to that time. Time is not working backwards, right? We're marching forward in time. So May Dahava Hava, whatever was, I'm sure they figured it out. Why is that relevant to us, the halacha? So Hachi Kamar, so the Gemara says, no, it is relevant to us, the halacha. Because Yiko Batidin, the Kavuna Idna, Ki Kodem Takanas Ezra, Ishni says, because if you were to find a town that is no way like they were prior to Takanas Ezra, then a woman would be able to get married each and every day, because the next day there is a Beis Din, meaning you will be able to find a Beis Din the next day. There's a question in the Poskim. So nowadays, where we don't have like this Takanas Ezra kind of situation, where people where Batei Din only convene on Monday and Thursday, so can you get married each and every day? So there is a machlokas aposkim whether one should get married on Erev Shabbos. The Magen Avraham writes that b'medina seinu we get married on Erev Shabbos samuch l'chashecha, and the Darkei Moshe says kein nagu because of takanas aniyim, that people couldn't afford a second fleishik suda during the week. They could only afford one fleishik suda, so they can have one fleishik suda on Friday night. They'd get married on Erev Shabbos and make the Friday night suda their suuda. So some of the poskim are matmiya on this. Well, what are we relying on those who get married on Friday? Meaning, even though Kviyas Beis Din may be the same, we now are back into pre-Takanas Ezra's times where there's Kviyas Beis Din each and every day. So maybe you don't have to get married on Wednesday anymore. But the Mefarshim say that the Kavan of the Gemara is that Nisha's Nises B'chol Yom means except for Erev Shabbos. Because one thing you're sure, there's no Yeshivas Beis Din on Shabbos, right? You're not going to have a Yeshivas Beis Din on Shabbos. So that's so if there's one day not to get married, maybe you don't have to get, you don't have the only one day a week to get married of Wednesday, because you have yeshivas based in every day, but you have one day not to get married, and that's Friday, because you're not going to have yeshivas based in on Shabbos. So in the Tshuvas Bin Yamin Zev, he's miyashev that Bizmana said we don't have to worry about Tanis Basulim at all. It was only in those times that we had to make sure that a Beis Din was available the next morning, because they used to have Erusin a year before the Nisuin. So if he has a Tainus Basulim, there was a likelihood that she was Mizana Tachtav, and that's going to ruin the whole marriage. But nowadays it would be impossible for a woman to be Mizana Tachtav, because what's going to happen? They had their Erusin. Chuppah is called for, wedding is 6:30. Chuppah is called for 7:30. So Chuppah is at 7:30, everyone walks down, and they do the music, and Miyadir, and whatever. Fine. So it's 6:45, now. And now they do Areim Kadesh Libitvah Zogadas Moshe of Israel. Good. So there's Kiddushin. And then they call up someone to read the Ksuba. He reads it somewhat slowly. So it takes till 6:50, 5 minutes until they do the Nisuin. I'm pretty sure between 6:45 and 6:50, she was not Mizana Tachtav, right? We could be fairly confident of that. There was no time to be Mizana Tachtav. So there's no need, says the Binyamin Zev, anymore to have a Beis Din available, and therefore you can get married on Friday. Now, there are other challenges with getting married on Friday, like Ksuba de las Batigra, and there could be fighting, and there could be Gzera Shami Yichtov, and other things. Okay, but those are all negotiable if people were so poor that they otherwise were not going to have a flesh. And that's why the minhag that the Rama records that people get married on Friday was in fact the minhag in many places for a very long time. So ask the Gemara, but wait a second, back in our Gemara now, the Gemara is assuming that you can get married any day of the week if Beis Din sits any day of the week. Habayinan Shaktu, but what about Shaktu? Meaning, didn't we say that you dafka need to get married later in the week to provide the chasen with ample time to prepare the wedding suuda? So says Gemara, Ditariachle. Yeah, in a chinami, we're assuming that he's already prepared the suuda in advance somehow. He figured out a way to find refrigeration and to prepare the suuda in that way. But in a chinami, if he has not prepared the suuda, then we should only allow him to get married later in the week so that he could prepare the suuda during the week. My Shaktu, what is this takana called Shaktu? The Tanya, the Brisa tells us, why is it that a Basul gets married on Wednesday? Shem Hailo, Tainus Basulim, may you mashkum the Basin, so that if the guy has a Tainus Basulim, he should be able to come to the Basin the next morning. Okay, Vitinase Bechab Shabbos, the Brisa says, why not then get married on Sunday and he'll be able to come to the Basin on Monday? Vim Hailo, Tainus Basulim, may you mashkum the Basin. And Sigmara Shaktu Chamal, Tkanus Basul, Shiadam Terech Basuda, Shloshi Yamim, Echab Shabbos, Shem Shabbos, Shlishab Shabbos, or Brivi Konsa. The Cham wanted to make sure that he'll prepare an adequate Suda, so he prepares a suuda on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, so that on Wednesday he'll be able to get married. So that's the part of the brisa that we needed to quote over here to answer our question of my shaktu. Meaning the whole question was just, what does shaktu mean? What were the chum concerned about as far as the Benos Yisrael are concerned? So we've already answered that question, right? Just the fact that we want to make sure that he prepares a proper suuda. But once we're quoting the brisa, we'll quote the rest of the brisa as well. And that's going to take us on a long digression when we quote the rest of the Brisa. So everything moves quickly in Daf Yomi, so it's not such a long digression. Rabbi Yehuda Balzam said that, to all those who learn Ksubas in Yeshiva, you should just know Daf Yomi today has finished the first 3 months of Zman. Right? The first 3 months of the Zman, we've already concluded. Everything moves quickly with Daf Yomi, but that's the way it goes. So Misakana Ve'elach, the Brisa continues. So from the time of Sakana and on, the Nagu Am Lichnos B'Shlishi, even though B'Shlishi is supposed to get married on Wednesday, since there was a Sakana, and we'll have to define what that word means, what kind of Sakana, what happened exactly, they changed the minhag to get married on Tuesday. No problem with that. They didn't object to it. Now that is far from an endorsement. Lo Michu B'Am Chacham does not sound like the Chachamim approved of it, or the Chacham suggested it, or the Chacham changed the Takana in any way, just that they didn't object to the practice. But even so, you can't get married on Monday. But if it's not a matter of sakana, it's a matter of ones, so then you can mutter, then you can even get married on Monday. And then the Brisa adds another thing. We separate the chasen and the kala from each other on Friday night because he's going to make a wound by having that be a Rishona, so we don't allow that be a Rishona to happen on the Friday night. So that's the end of the Brisa. So now we're going to go to analyze this Brisa, to study this Brisa. So my Sakana, is there supposed to be a learning group in here? Am I,
At 12:10.
12:10 is when I finish. It's perfect. Okay. Yeah, okay. Maybe you can just keep them outside till then. Yes, okay. All right, so thank you. So my Sakana, so what is the example of Sakana? We said when it's a Shasa Sakana, they got married on Tuesday. What was the Sakana? So if the Sakana was that the government made a decree that any Basul that gets married on Wednesday should get killed, and that was the Sakana, so Nahagu, we said from the time of Sakana, Nahagu, there was a minute to get married on Tuesday. The Chum should have been okay, the Takana to get married on Wednesday entirely, to be Koveya, a different day. No, the Sakana was that there was a Gzeres HaMalchus that any Besula that gets married in Yom HaRavi'i is going to have Bia with the Hegemon first, with the government official first. So, Hai Sakana, Onesu, that's not a Sakana, that's an Ones. That meaning Sakana means death. Sakana means that it's dangerous. This isn't Sakana, this is just that he's going to be Ma'aneser, which is terrible, but it wouldn't be called Sakana. So says Gemara, no, that is Sakana, Mishum Dikot Sneos to Masr Nafshay L'Ktala Vasin De Sakana. Because if there's a threat that you have to be bowled with the Hegemon first, you know what Tsenua Jewish women are going to do? They're going to give their life rather than having to do that. So that's going to become a Sakana, and that's why we call that Sakana. So says Gemara, but why would that be a Sakana? Lidrish Luhu Luda Onashari. Why not just teach them that it's okay, that they're allowed to, you know, that even though you're a firm girl, you're allowed to do this, you do not need to give up your life. So says Gemara, because Iko Prutzos, if we tell them that it's okay, it's improper to tell them that, because there are going to be some Prutzos that if you tell them that it's okay Ba'ones, they're going to even do it Baratzon, and they're going to become Asuros to their husbands, and Vikanami Kohanos. And if you tell them that Ones is Mutter, that's only true of Nashim Yisraelios, but what if you have Kohanos? What if you have women that are married to Kohanim? They're going to become Asur to their husbands, even Ba'ones, and therefore they're still going to be Moser Nefesh, and they're still going to get killed. So it's going to be Vaiter Sakana. So says the Gemara, if this is true, that the Gezerah is going to lead to Sakanas Nefashos, and that's why we were willing to bend a little bit. We were willing to say, okay, don't get married Wednesday, get married Tuesday instead, because otherwise it could lead to Sakanas Nefashos. Liakri, shouldn't the Chacham have been okir the Takana entirely, so that and not make any particular day a day for Nisuin, a day to get married, and that way you can avoid any Sakana. So says Gemara, Gezerah Avida Debatla. An important yesod, the Gemara says. Gzeilos that the Malchus makes against the Jewish people, those come and go. Meaning there are anti-Semites that come in each generation and they make certain gzeilos, and then the gzeilos come and go. But takanta drabban become gzeilos lo akrinan. The takanas drabban are timeless, right? We assume that lahalacha, that when the rabban make a takana, there are so many factors and so many reasons and so much that goes into a takanas chachamim that we assume that even if batal atam, even if the reason for the takana doesn't seem to make sense anymore, the takana is still binding, and the gzeira of chacham and the takanas of chacham are still going to be binding because we assume that there's so much more to it than meets the eye. So takanas of chacham are much more lasting than whatever gzeiros the government decided to make at a given time in history. So while we sometimes have to be flexible on the takanas chachamim because it could lead to danger if we're inflexible, but we're not going to just completely abandon a takanas chacham on a permanent basis because of something that because of a gezeira that was made by the government. So Ihachi says the Gemara, if that's true, that from Sakana and on there was a, which means a gezeira sonas, so Beshlishi Nami Yasiu Ba'il, couldn't the our solution was to get married on Tuesday. Well, if the whole gezeira of the government was that you have to be Boel the Hegmon Tchila, can't the Hegmon just show up on Tuesday and still have Bia with these women? So misveka lo akar nafshe. Nah, because once the hegemon knows that he doesn't have a reliable date that he can come and find these women, he's not going to bother himself with this. He's only going to do it if he feels that he's going to that there's a reliable date to come that he knows the women are going to be getting married. Then the Brisa went on to say, "Ubesheni lo yichnos." But even then, you don't get married on Wednesday. V'machmasa ones mutter. But if there's an ones, then you can get married on Wednesday. My ones. What does ones mean? Ilei mahada amran. If ones means the same thing that sakana meant, that you don't get married on Monday if there's no sakana to get married on Tuesday. But if it becomes even dangerous to get married on Tuesday because they have the same gezeira, so then you could push it back as far as Monday. Hasam kari le sakana vach kari le ones. Why would it be that we call it in the first line a sakana, and in the second line we refer to it as an ones? Visu, and furthermore, hasam nahagu. Initially we said that there were no hag to get married on Tuesday, and hacha mutter. Over here we don't say nahagu, we say mutter. Now what's the difference between nahagu and mutter? So the Rishonim explained that nahagu means that that it became a communal standard to do it on that day. Mutter means that if someone were to ask a shayla on an individual basis, you'd give them that answer. You would tell them that it's mutter, but not that it became a broad communal standard. So what does ones mean if sakana meant that you have to be bold the hagmon tchila? What does ones mean? Sakana was good enough reason to get married on Tuesday. Ones is good enough reason to get married on Monday, or it's at least mutter to get married on Monday. So what does ones mean? So amarava damri sartzva baliir. Now people are saying that the soldiers are going to be coming through the city. They're going to eat up all the food that we prepared for the wedding. So it says Gemara, well, hechidami ida asib chalif. If they're going to come and go, and they'll just be here for a short time, liakev. So just push off the nisuin. So lo tzricha da asib kava. No. They're coming and they're staying. So whatever food we have, we're not going to be able to just push off the wedding till next week. They're coming and they're staying. They're going to consume whatever food we have. So it says Gemara, bishlishi mi'alichnos. So why not get married on Tuesday? Because asparva didei b'shlishi ka'asu. Meaning, why do we have to push it all the way back to Monday if the government, if the soldiers are coming on Wednesday? So just push the wedding back to Tuesday. Says, well, no, because they send advanced troops first, so they're going to be there already on Tuesday. So that's what. So that could be what the onus means. That onus means that troops are coming to town and they're already going to start showing up on Tuesday, and therefore we already have to push the wedding back to Monday. Now, something that bears mentioning, the next line of Gemara is already going to get into the Avela Sugya. It's going to give another explanation of what Ones means, and that Ones means that somebody died, and that's why we have to push the wedding up. But something that bears mentioning, because how could you not mention, we had said, V'lidrush luhu da oneshari. Why don't we tell these young women that it's no problem, you're allowed to have bia with the hegemon, you're allowed to have bia with these government officials, even though you have erusin with your husband. So Tosas raises the question, what in the world does that mean? Isn't it Yaharig Val Yavar? Isn't it a violation of Gilei Arayos to have bia with the hegemon? Al kol averus in the Torah, it's Yavar Val Yaharig, but except for Gilei Arayos and Avodah Zarah, and this is Gilei Arayos. So Rabbi Natam says that a Yesod, that's not true when it comes to a Bias Nachri. That a Bias Nachri is Zir Masusim Zir Masam, it doesn't count as Gilei Arayos. Alternatively, the Balei Tosfos suggest that maybe it's not called Gilei Arayos based on another Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the woman could be totally passive in the act of Bia, in which case it's Karka Olam, and it becomes something that is no longer Yaharik Val Yavar. Okay, we'll leave it with that. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos, and we'll pick up next time, Bez Hashem, at V'i Bayis Eima. Have a great day, everybody.